JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Arakabesa Primary School gets a new school bus, and later a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Students at Arakabesa Primary School in St. Mary will benefit from a new school bus. The vehicle, valued at approximately $8.4 million, will be acquired under the Government of Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project. The agreement for the provision of the bus was signed on Wednesday by Education Minister Senator Ruel Reed and Japanese Ambassador to Jamaica Hiromasa Yamazaki. Senator Reed notes that the donation is timely, in light of the need for dedicated transportation for students island-wide.
We want no child to be left behind, so we have to work with parents now from birth and make sure every child have an equal opportunity to be educated. But part of that education is to use the partnership with Japan and Toyota, and we're looking forward to more and more vehicles coming from Toyota, so our children can get to school on time and in style.
The education minister notes that the Japanese government remains a valuable partner in the administration's quest to further improve Jamaica's education system and gives the assurance that students on the program of advancement through health and education path will benefit from the proposed school bus service. Gregory Davis is the principal of Arakabesa Primary, which has a student population of over 900. He welcomes the donation, which he says will go a far way in alleviating commuting challenges faced by a number of the youngsters.
Our school has a population of well over 906 students, many of whom comes from far rural areas in the hills and where transportation is a problem. So the grant signing ceremony today, Mr. Ambassador, is quite timely, as it will assist many of the needy students come to school on a more timely basis and on time.
In 2015, the Embassy of Japan in Jamaica and the National Education Trust forged a partnership to collaborate on education development projects aimed at meeting the needs of primary schools island-wide. Efficient and transparent public institutions reduce transaction costs for businesses. It takes people to run these companies, and the success of your organization and the country depends on your honesty and integrity. Play your part in the fulfillment of Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Hello?
Junior, the judge said to pay $5,000, but me only have $3,500 per me. Care 15 bills come for me now? Me don't want them lock me up.
Kerry, get a record empire. Them take debit and credit card on the court, them, you know. Traffic court, parish court, the court them got high tech, you know.
No cash? No worries. Simply use your debit or credit card to make payments at traffic, family, and parish courts across the island. A message from the Court Management Services.
It's now time for a disaster prep tip. Tsunamis are large ocean waves generated by major earthquakes beneath the ocean floor. They may also occur when there is a major landslide in the ocean. To escape a tsunami, go as high and as far away as you can, ideally to a spot 100 feet above sea level or 2 miles away. Every foot inland or upward may make a difference. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.